Ready to go?
Yep.
All right, here we go. All right, we'll go ahead and call this Tulsa City Planning Commission meeting to order this Wednesday, June 28th, 2023, at the hour 7 p.m. here at Council Chambers, City Hall. We'll go ahead and start. Number one on our agenda tonight is our Pledge of Allegiance. If you'll please rise and repeat with me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, next is our roll call.
He's out of town.
Commissioner Hammer.
Here.
Commissioner Sloan.
Here.
Commissioner Robinson.
Here.
Commissioner Jensen.
Here.
Commissioner Dunn.
Here.
We'll go ahead and excuse Commissioners Gochis, Proctor, and Newell. We've got Andrew Agard from the staff, Council Members Manzione and Hansen joining us tonight. Thank you all. Should be a pretty quick one for us, hopefully, huh?
We'll put that out.
All right, number three on our agenda is a public hearing and recommendation on an ordinance of Tulsa City amending Table 1, Table of Uses in Chapter 7-16 of the Tulsa City Code regarding accessory dwelling units located above the ground floor in the GC General Commercial Zoning District and Downtown Overlay District. Mr. Agard.
Thank you. This ordinance amendment came to light as we were considering a zoning map amendment for the Beacon House. I don't know if you recall that project, but we were directed by the City Council at that time to look into the code and see what the code permits in regards to our accessory dwelling units located above the ground floor, especially in our downtown area. The code currently does permit accessory dwelling units in the upper levels of multi-story buildings. In the general commercial zone, you need to have a conditional use permit, and you are able to have one dwelling unit for every 6,000 square feet of lot area. So if you have a 10,000 square foot lot, you get one unit. So that's what the code currently allows for general commercial zone. There's also an additional allotment of units for properties that are located within the downtown overlay. Now, the overlay applies to the area highlighted in red. It extends from 100 South to Utah Avenue and from 50 West to Garden Street. This overlay is intended to encourage economic development, redevelopment, and development in the downtown. And it provides some flexibility in regards to building setbacks, signage, and, you know, using sidewalk space for display of merchandise and sales and so forth. But the overlay also permits an additional number of units. So if you have a multi-story building and you want to use your upper floors for residential units, you can have one dwelling unit for every 2,000 square feet. So the math is you have 5,000 or 10,000 square foot lot, you can have five units, and so on and so forth, depending upon those numbers. The ordinance amendment that we're proposing currently in the general commercial zone and also with the downtown overlay, you need a conditional use permit to do those accessory dwelling units. We wanted to make this use a little more less cumbersome for people in the downtown, especially property owners to convert their upper stories to residential units. And the reason for this is we would like to have people living in the downtown. This will facilitate more activity and hopefully those individuals will utilize the businesses in the downtown. So we want to make it as easy as possible. So the changes that we're proposing apply to the table of uses. And you'll notice that the change involves a C/P. That is conditional and permitted. That's the only place in the code or in the table of uses where this type of listing occurs. And then it refers you to note number 7. So it's conditional in the general commercial, and then it's permitted in the downtown overlay. And then note number 7 says this use shall be a permitted use when property zoned general commercial is located within the downtown overlay district. Otherwise, this use shall be a conditional use. And then it just refers you to table 2 of the development standards for the density ratio information and so forth. So that's the ordinance amendment that's being proposed. It's pretty simple. We just want to facilitate the development and economic activity in the downtown. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them for you.
All right, we'll go ahead and bring this back to the commission for questions for staff. Pretty quiet, huh?
Yep.
I know all the work I've done in the downtown and everything I've done is that's what we want, is we want residential up above. Make it easier for less crime, less problems and all that. So
I think it'd be great because my son, though he's only 15 years old, wants to move to a city, and he might stay in Twilla if he could live above a store somewhere, because it's more kind of city living, you know? You don't want your kids moving away. Well, maybe at some point you do, but you still want to come back. Right?
Yep. Commissioner Dunn.
So I just have one question. How does this affect parking downtown if you add more dwelling above?
That's a good question, Andrew. Parking downtown.
Could you repeat that question?
How does this affect parking in the downtown? I know we're limited and we're working on it. That's a process the Downtown Alliance is working on, but
there is an impact there. Jared Stewart, the Economic Development Director, he was assigned a project by the mayor to look at all of the properties that have multi-story buildings, and then to assess the size of the property that those buildings are located upon, and the possible number of dwelling units that could occur in the downtown area. And in the end, the number that he came to is there was the possibility of 7 units that are not accounted for parking or don't have a parking accounted for it. And in a meeting with the mayor, we talked about, you know, the ways the city might be able to address these 7 units that could not or would not have a parking space for a vehicle. And one of the things that we discussed was possibly the city could sell an annual parking pass, and they could utilize some of the city-owned parking stalls for their vehicle. That was one thing that we discussed. We were quite surprised to see that only 7 units would be unaccounted for without a parking space. So it's actually we're in better shape for parking than we thought we were. But Jared ran those numbers, and it was a very informative little study that he did. I could send it to the Planning Commission if they'd like to see it. But there are ways that we can work out the parking. And one of those was already discussed in a meeting with the mayor. There are other things that we can consider as well.
Yeah. Perfect. Good questions to ask. Great. Yeah. Any other questions or comments for staff?
Long overdue,
yeah. All right. This one does require a public hearing. So I'll go ahead and open the public hearing for this particular item on our agenda tonight. If you would please sign your name on the roster and speak your name for the record. Seeing no one approach, I'll go ahead and close the public hearing for this item and bring it back to the commission for any other further discussion. All right, I'll entertain a recommendation to the City Council.
Mr. Chair, I move we forward a positive recommendation to the City Council for the Downtown ADU Ordinance Amendment request by Twilla City for the purpose of revising the City Code to permit accessory dwelling units above the ground floor in the downtown overlay based on the findings. I don't know that we have any findings to list, but I think the first thing that I would put down is beneficial, highest and best use for the properties that are existing.
Perfect. I got a positive recommendation from Commissioner Sloan. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
And a second from Commissioner Hammer. Commissioner Hammer, how do you vote?
Aye.
Commissioner Sloan?
Aye.
Commissioner Robinson?
Aye.
Commissioner Jensen?
Aye.
Commissioner Dunn?
Aye.
I am Chairman Hamilton. I also vote aye. That passes 6-0. Moves us on to number 4 on our agenda is our City Council reports. I've got a stool waiting for you sitting by my office.
I wish you would
door.
Bring it. Okay, from our last meeting, we did approve a tentative budget for the upcoming fiscal year, and we have a truth and taxation scheduled for August 2nd. And we approved the land use designation on 3 o'clock drive that you guys had your last meeting, as well as the 0.39 acres on First East and 1,000 North. And we did not approve the Beacon House rezone, but this ordinance that you just approved will come to us next, and that will approve that in effect. And that's all I have from our meeting. Perfect. I should point out today that we should give a shout out to our firefighters for responding very quickly to a fire that could have been potentially terrible, and it turned out to be okay. And a thank you to Chairman Hamilton, who stopped traffic before the police could get there to protect the firefighters. So
you got to stand there and be ugly, right?
Yes. So thank you.
No, yeah, they did a wonderful job today. So much appreciated to those guys, yeah. Men and women.
Any questions for me?
Yeah, any questions for Council? Good job. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, brings us to number 5 on our agenda is a review and approval of Planning Commission minutes for the meeting held on June 14th. Are there any corrections or additions to those meeting minutes? All right, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move we approve the minutes for the meeting held on the 14th of June, 2023.
I got a motion to approve from Commissioner Robinson. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
And a second from Commissioner Jensen. Commissioner Hammer, how do you vote?
Aye.
Commissioner Sloan?
Aye.
Commissioner Robinson?
Aye.
Commissioner Jensen?
Aye.
Commissioner Dunn?
Aye.
I am Chairman Hamilton. I also vote aye. That one passes. Next on our agenda is I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn, please.
We are adjourned. Thank you, Commissioner Hammer.
To stay here longer.